Senate Bill 162, an act to permit farm wineries to hold an off-sale packaged wine license.
Senate Bill 162 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
I love the role we're on, so we'll just continue on. The Farm Winery Bill, in 1996, in an attempt to become the Napa Valley of the Midwest, South Dakota passed a Farm Winery Bill, which allowed farmers to set up a winery, allow them to sell off-sale bottles of wine from their winery and other wineries around the state. When that happened, Eldon Nygaard created our first winery in the state in Vermilion. Since that time, we have two other wineries that have been that are currently registered, and there are two more on the agenda. So you can see this is an industry that is beginning to take off. You may recall last year we passed a bill that allowed these wineries to sell wine by the glass on their own particular farm winery facility. This bill, which I will label as the Shady Wine Bill, because it was brought to us by Jim Shady, who many of you may remember from the Department of Revenue, a very popular gentleman out here, is back in Valga, South Dakota, near my area. He is putting up a winery, and what he would like to do in building his facility is put in a showroom where he can sell not only his own and other South Dakota wines, but would like to sell other Midwestern wines. What this bill does is allow farm wineries to sell off-sale wines, and going through the three-tier systems like other liquor dealers would have, allow them to sell wines. It also sets up a fee to do so at $150. The bill received no opposition from the liquor industry or from anyone else, and certainly I see it as another opportunity to help expand value-added agriculture. With that, I would ask your support of Senate Bill 162.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator Hutmacher.
I would have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Does Senator Dietrich, does this mean that they could sell like Boone's Farm or something, or does it have to be basically a homemade type wine, or how far is this going to open the permit up to?
Senator Dietrich.
From my understanding of the bill, it would allow any off-sale of wines produced, I'm assuming within the country, but I'm not sure on that. But it would provide for sale of any off-sale wines. But
Senator,
they would have to go through the three-tier system just like anybody else would.
Senator Hutmacher, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 162. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Albers? APA? Senator APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard? DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 31, nays 2. Oh, Senator Everest.
Aye.
Ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
Senate Bill 162 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.